Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is Apostle Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry Study of the Word on tonight. I'm so excited and belated to just be here one more time. I just give praises, all praises and glory to the Father, to his Son, and to the Holy Spirit. I want to call our Bible class to order. I'm going to do a short devotion with a song, a scripture, and a prayer. I need thee, oh, I need thee. I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. Lord, I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Bless me now, my Savior. Lord, I come to thee. Hallelujah. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 41. Hallelujah. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in a time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemy. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. I said, Lord, be merciful unto me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. My enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die and his name perish? And if he comes to see me, he speak vanity. His heart gathered iniquity to itself. When he goes abroad, he telleth, all that hate me whisper together against me. Against me do they devise my hurt. An evil disease, say they, cleave fast unto him, and now that he lieth, he shall rise up no more. I have just read you from Psalms 41, from the first verse down to the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the doers, and most of all the hearers. The readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come now this evening, Lord, humbly before your throne of grace, Lord, asking you now to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I come on tonight just thanking and praising you for another opportunity to be in your presence, to be on our radio broadcast, and for them in radio land, Lord, I thank you tonight. Lord, I'm asking you right now to cover our minds and our thoughts in the shed blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about us to protect us from all hurt, harm, or danger on this evening, Lord. I'm asking you today, Father, to search our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. If there is anything in there that should not be, I ask you to send the fire of God down, Lord, to remove it, to burn it out, in the name of Jesus. I ask you right now, Heavenly Father, to bind the strong man, Lord, and every evil work, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I come right now, Lord, I'm just asking you right now, Lord, to circumcise anything in our minds and hearts that should not be handled cordially in the name of Jesus. I ask you right now, Lord, to bless your word even the more, to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Spirit may increase, and teach your people, Father, in the name of Jesus. I don't know nothing of myself. Everything I know is in Christ, through Christ, Father, in the name of Jesus. So I'm asking you today, Father, Holy Spirit of God, to teach the people, teach your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Well, I thank you now. I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you right now. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, and thank God. Hallelujah. I just give God praise tonight. I give him glory tonight. Amen. We're going to get ready to get started now with our prayer. We're talking about prayer tonight. On Monday night, we talked about prayer, how prayer opened the doors for the Holy Spirit to come. And in the last little bit of it, Paul closed his second letter to the Corinthian church by telling them that, in what I close with a lot of times, that the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, the communion of the Holy Ghost, be with you all, again refers to the communion with the Holy Spirit in Philippians chapter 2, verse 1. And then he says, and you know, if your prayers are empty and not refreshing, it could be that we're not obeying the Holy Spirit. We're not obeying the admonition of Paul and are not fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit like we should. See, because you can pray, but when your prayers are seem like they're just not doing anything or not reaching anybody, or there is no anointing. I just see it like that. It's something. You have to be fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit, so he'll know automatically who you are. I tell you, the Holy Spirit will bring you into the same joy, peace, and feeling of right standing that you so desire. Remember that the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Now, we're going to be talking about now, discussing, talking about prayer brings the Holy Spirit's manifestation. In his first letter to the Church of Corinth, Paul wrote, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. This verse could just as easily be written today because so much of the church is ignorant regarding the gift and the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. A lot of people, even Apostle Ed, you know, he know, now I'm hearing him speak in tongues, and he happened to know that's the Holy Spirit, but he feel like the Holy Spirit should be an angel or something like that. I can't explain it to him because it's for sure for me, I'm not blaspheming. That's one thing. And get away from me if you trying to blaspheme, because when the wrath come down on you, I want to be nowhere around you. So it's a touchy, iffy subject with Apostle and myself about the Holy Ghost. You know what I mean? I need to call it the Holy Ghost. I call it what I see. Solve and ask the Holy Ghost. That's what I call it. And so it call him. And so you have to be real careful. It says, of those who know about these gifts and manifestations, many do not know how and when to operate them. We have gifts. We have them. But we don't even know how to activate them, how to get them moving. The Holy Spirit first enter into a person when he's born again. After that, we are admonished to enter a more intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. I call this receiving the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And when we enter this fullness through prayer, we also learn how to exercise our spiritual gifts through prayer. Through prayer, the ministry gifts. Paul divides the ministry gifts in several scriptural references. These gifts are given as God chooses to give them, but now have God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it have pleased him. Once we know our ministry gifts, we are to develop that gift. Once we know, and we have to work on it, and a lot of us, everybody don't know. But everybody don't know. But whatever gift you think God has blessed you with, believe me, you should start trying to activate it and develop and use it, because believe me, for it's over and done with. Everybody that's on this radio broadcast, in our radio broadcast, will be prophesying on this line. Believe me, if we have to prophesy to one another, we're going to be doing that. And it's not that many of us on the broadcast, but it's a lot in the radio room. But we all, and I've heard each one of you already prophesy. Each one of you already have prophesied. So I already know it's going to manifest. It's going to manifest. And we should start prophesying to each other, and then we spread abroad. Because once the anointing falls on you, You're gonna prophesy. And that's why I want to teach on prophetic intercessory, because intercessory prayer, once you start praying in tongues, you'll go forth. God will use you in the prophetic. And because the way I hear it, I hear it when I pray in tongues, and I hear the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the Lord tell me what it is and what to say and stuff like that. And a lot of times I don't even have control to stop it, start it, whatever. So we want to get to that point, and that's going to all happen real soon. It's not going to be long, because the Lord is really releasing a lot of things to me and letting me know a lot of things. And God is doing some miraculous things. And once we realize how the miracles that God does, he'll do them even more. He's done so many miracles here for me just this week. I don't know what I don't know. You know, I'm just about to burst before tomorrow night, so I can get all of it out. You know, so I'm so thankful and grateful for that. But we have to start. We cannot. We have to start developing that gift. We neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of hands. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. In this last reference, Paul teaches Timothy that meditate in prayer will help develop the ministry gifts given to him. In 1 Corinthians 12, Paul lists, not exhaustively, but essentially, the ministry gifts. First it's apostles, then it's prophets, then it's teachers. Then he lists a lower but not less valuable level of ministry gifts, miracles, gifts of healing, helps, government, and languages. And to me, miracles is just, I'm just so, I don't know. It's like miracles is something people don't even recognize or realize what God is doing. We just think, oh, God bless me. No, it's a miracle. When you can't get it no kind of other way, you don't know how you're going to get it. You don't know. It's just like, and once it happens to you, you're going to know. You're going to want to tell everybody it's a miracle. You're going to want to tell everybody, God done did 3 miracles for me this week, 3 of them within 1 week. And let me tell you, I could stand on top of top of the universe and tell everybody I know that God did miracles for me, little old me. He did them. Let me tell you, he sure did. He did it. I'm healed. I don't have pain anywhere in my body. What you talking about, girl? If I had a stage, if I had it, honey, I'd be trying to turn over some benches. Woo! Because it's good just like that. I thank the Lord. It's good. I'm telling you. God is a great king, above all kings, and he do miracles. He does do miracles. He's a miracle-working God. He has a miracle with your name on it. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God is just, woo! I'm telling you, I'm so been so full all week, hallelujah, and here come Prophet Manasseh calling a day, coming in 4 days, he said in 4 days, hallelujah, glory to God, look out, hallelujah, glory to God, I thank God today, because he keep on blessing me, hallelujah, I give him praise on today, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. So Paul lists the gifts, apostles, prophets, teachers. Then he lists a lower but no less valuable level of gifts. Like I said, ministry gifts, which I think all gifts is the same, and that's what he said. But miracles should have been number one to me. Gifts of healing, helps, government, and language. The first level of ministry gifts is more exhaustively listed in the letter to the Ephesian church. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. That's Ephesians 4 and 11. This first level of ministry gifts is then told what their function is in the next verse. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. What is the purpose of Christian ministerial leadership? It is to train lay people to minister so that the body of Christ can be built and strengthened. And that's what we have to do. We have to train them. Hallelujah. We have to train them. Because a lot of them, like I was just saying, they don't know they have gifts. And if they do, they don't know how to activate them. They don't know how to, they don't know how to get it started or anything. But if we train them, then they'll know. That's what we have to do. We have to train, train, train. And like I said, everyone that's on this line will be prophesying. We're not going to sit back and hold in. When we get on these lines on Friday night, it's people out in the radio land that's listening now that's going to be requesting prayer, that's going to be requesting a word from the Lord. You on this line, you on this radio broadcast, you know when God gives you a word for somebody. Like I said, if we have to start off prophesying to each other, that'll give your gift some use and purpose. Give your gift, when God gives you a word, he's using your gift, activating your gift. That's how you get it done. And God wants, we need to be surrounded by prophetic people. We don't need just people half in and half out and all that kind of stuff. No, no, no. We need to be surrounding ourselves with people in the prophetic. That's what we need. Iron sharpened in iron. That's what we need to be. That's what we need to do. We need to train lay people to minister so that the body of Christ can be strengthened, that they know that they have to pray. You know, we need pray for each other. Pray for the leaders. Pray for the youth, the children. You know, we need to pray for the churches. You know, we need to pray. God have many things for us to pray for. We need to start doing that. How does a minister grow and develop his ministry? Through meditating on that ministry in prayer. This is things that you all need to keep in your mind. You need to meditate and pray. Meditation is good. You need to pray. Talk to the Lord. Go to him. Whether you're a pastor of a church, administrator, whatever, deacon, a leader in the church, your gift will only grow and develop through prayer and meditation. I'm telling you. If you start praying, the more you pray, the more you want to pray, the more you desire to pray. The Holy Spirit manifestation. Like I was just saying, prayer brings the Holy Spirit's manifestation. Now we have the Holy Spirit manifestation. Spiritual ministry gifts are given by the Holy Spirit in accordance with the Father's choice. Yet every Christian can manifest the Holy Spirit. The purpose of the manifestation is that everyone in the assembly or in the church will be edified. Paul said, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. But to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gift of healing by the same Holy Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, and to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh the one and the self same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 12, starting at verse 7 through 11. This is the division, like the breakdown of the gifts, not the division, but the breakdown of the gifts. Now, everybody has a gift. I know God gives everyone a gift according to the way he want to give it to them and how he gives it to them. So all of this, it don't seem like a lot, but it is a whole lot. If you break it down, it can mean so many different things. You can have a gift in faith, and faith covers a lot. A gift in prophecy, prophecy covers a lot. A gift in healing, healings cover a lot. I'm telling you, and it's just a blessing to be able to have gifts from God. It's a blessing that he trusts us with his gifts to sell them, because people selling them. People selling them. Mm-mm. The 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians is dedicated to the proper use of the Holy Spirit manifestation. It's dedicated to the proper use of the Holy Spirit's manifestation, particularly regarding a public assembly or a church. The main purpose of the manifestation is to build up the entire group and not just use the manifestation to prove individual giftness or spirituality, because some people like to get in church and they just start just blurt out if the spirit is high and anointing fall, you know, that's you and God's business. But if you just doing this just to show off, especially in a lot of the Baptist churches, a lot of the Methodist churches and AMEs and all that, CMEs, they don't really believe in tongues and stuff. So if you sitting up in there doing it, I believe you're doing, I would believe that you are doing more harm than good, because, and not so much, but, you know, you don't want your good works or your good evil spoken of. So, you know, when you in Rome, you do as the Romans. If you went there, you probably really out of place, because God move us alone, you know. I come out of Baptist church. I love the Baptist church, but I knew God was wanting more from me. I knew he wanted more from me, because all of the stuff that I was going through, they couldn't explain. My pastor couldn't explain it to me. Why am I going through this? Why am I the only one shouting in a trance over in the window sill of the church? And all the church members looking at me when I come through back. No. I knew it was time, because they looking at me like, what in the world is going on with this lady? Or she just faking or whatever. But when you're in a place and you're really out of place, you'll know it. You'll know it. I remember when I was living in Marion, I didn't know a whole lot of people there, but I went to a Church of God in Christ. He said he wasn't Church of God in Christ, but he really was, because he wanted my membership. So I started going there, and I was praying about being in the wrong place, in the wrong church, and I was going to keep looking. And so the Lord told me I was. I went one morning. I got off of work, because on Sundays I went to work early so I can get from work and go to church. I left work one Sunday morning on my way to church. There, I got there. Everybody was in beautiful gown dresses and gowns, evening gowns, or whatever they was doing. in suits and everything, and I went there with some old raggedy, dusty work clothes on. I felt so out of place, and I could hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, "You're just what you look like. You're out of place." And I didn't never go back. Never did go back. But we have to know when we out, you know, in every church, every denomination, you know, that's them, what they do. But, you know, we want to be, I'm telling you, we are servants of God. That denomination stuff, I don't deal with it too much. I just don't deal with it too much. I just don't. And, you know, I just feel like everybody is, you know, they got, but I'm just, whatever denomination Jesus is and was, that's what I am. I just say that. I'm just, that's it. Whatever it is, whatever denomination the Father is, that's what I am. That's what I am. So I leave it like that. So let me see where we are. Okay, the 14th chapter of the First Corinthians is dedicated to the proper use of the Holy Spirit's manifestation, particularly regarding the church. The main purpose of the manifestation is to build up the entire group and not just use the manifestation to prove individual giftedness and spirituality. The 13th chapter, better known as the love chapter, does not say that love is better than spiritual gifts, but shows us the proper motivation for the exercising of these gifts, but covet earnestly the best gift, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31. Notice that Paul does not say, "I show you more excellent things." No, he is concentrating in chapter 13 on the more excellent way. Since God is a God of order, all things that are done in a church setting must also be in order. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. As we teach Christians to pray that the church may be built upon a solid biblical foundation, the spiritual gifts addressed in the 1 Corinthians are not ignored. The way to develop spiritual gifts and manifestations is to be dedicated to prayer. Everything evolve. Prayer is the key. Prayer will cause the differing gifts of ministry to work together and not work in competition. See, that's another thing. We don't want the competition. We want everybody to pray on their own level, because God hears everybody at their own place, you know, in prayer. As long as you're praying, I know he's glad about you praying and talking to him and want to seek his face while he may be found, call upon him while he's near. He's probably just blessed by that, you know, being blessed that you're doing that. Prayer would develop the motivation of love, which would keep all spiritual gifts and manifestations in proper. Prayer is the answer. Prayer is the answer. I'm telling you. Prayer is the answer. It is the key. When you can say I pray in this, and you know prayer is not on a time, but I'll say, because I would want you all to, you know, you can start off with 15 minutes three times a week. If you just start off with something, everybody on this radio broadcast, not you in radio land, but on the radio broadcast, you all are prophets. I don't have to tell you that. You need prayer. You need to be praying, I mean. You need to be praying, seeking the Lord while you have a chance. Every chance you get, I don't care if you have to sneak in the bathroom and sit down. I'm using the bathroom. I'll be right out and pray. Pray. It is the answer for everything that we go through. Prayer is the answer. So, and I can't stress it enough, not just because I love to pray, but it's the truth. Prayer is the answer. Prayer creates spiritual sensitivity because our spirit is so sensitive to the spirit. When I tell you, it's just sensitive to the spirit. And my spirit is sensitive, period. Not just to the spirit. It's sensitive to other stuff, too. The more you pray and the closer you get to the Holy Ghost, to the Holy Spirit, your spirit gets so sensitive. You know when stuff's not right. You know when things not right. You know when, God put somebody on your heart and mind and stuff. Today I called my little sister, Danielle, and she answered that phone like, hey, but we talked about some things. And I prayed with her, and that's what God had on my mind. First time this week. But I was obedient and called, and I'm so glad I did, because I got a chance to pray with her. So glad I did. But we have to be, when you're praying a lot, it creates sensitivity. Scripture is more than black ink on a white paper. The words printed in the Bible are more than mere words. The words in the Bible are the words of God. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. John chapter 4, verse 24, Jesus said, it is the spirit that quickens. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit. It says, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. That's John chapter 6, verse 63. The words are a spirit, and they are life. Therefore, the Holy Spirit can bring us to such a spiritual sensitivity that we are able to understand God's word in a new and greater dimension. See, this is what God's trying to take us to, a new dimension. His words are spirit. You can read, I've always was taught, when you read the word of God, you don't mess around with it. You read that word just like it's alive. He is alive. The word is a spirit. Therefore, the Holy Spirit can bring such a sensitivity, spiritual sensitivity, that we are able to understand God's word in a newer, greater dimension. Paul also stresses this point, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the prince of this world knew. For had they known it, they would have not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by the Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. First Corinthians chapter 2, verses 7 through 10. Paul also stresses that the importance of understanding God's word under the anointing of the Holy Spirit that comes through prayer, because when we read the word, we didn't pray and ask God to bless us and anoint us. When we read that word and studying it, if we pray and ask God to anoint us and open our minds and our thoughts, you will understand that word. And the simplest little thing, don't ever think you got it. I'm telling you, don't never think you got it all, because you don't. I was studying, I'm still in the book of Hebrews. And when I tell you, it just kept blowing. I started with chapter 1, and it just kept blowing my mind until I had to go back and do some research on salvation. Do you hear me? I always thought I knew what salvation was, and I do know, but not the extent of salvation. I had to go back and still researching salvation, because salvation will blow your mind. It will blow your mind. And so I'm studying on in the book of Hebrews right now, and God is I'm telling you, I just when I get excited about it, when I just think and praise God about it, I get me a pencil and some paper and I just start writing and writing and writing. I got enough to write a book, because God opens your mind up, and that word is so anointed. Especially when you pray. I prayed and anointed myself and asked God to open my understanding. And God did just that. He did just that. I thank and praise him. I thank and praise God for it. It is very important to study to show ourselves approved. And it is important for us to understand the word of God under the anointing of the Holy Spirit that comes through prayer. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 14, the reason the word of God is not understood by the world, even with all its natural wisdom, is that the word of God belongs to a higher dimension than just natural wisdom and understanding. It contains a spiritual dimension impossible to comprehend without the Holy Spirit. It's impossible to comprehend it without the Holy Spirit. Reminds me of this song. Anyway, we don't get in that. We have to have the Holy Spirit. We have to. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Paul wrote in Romans, God increases our faith as we develop hearing, spiritual sensitivity. Our spiritual sensitivity comes by prayerfully studying the word of God. Now, we talking about praying, but we still have to study to show ourselves approved. Prayer is the key. Every time I pray, every time I study, I have to go into prayer and ask God to help me understand the word, or you won't understand it. And it quickens your spirit. You can tell when it's right, because you'll get that quickening when God is right there, when he knows you discern and you understand. You'll get a quickening down in your spirit. and it's good. It's just good. Just like that, I love to study God's word. I love to study God's word. It's just what it says, a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. It is a good. Just like, good is good. I can study all day. And a lot of times the enemy get mad, try to have me fall asleep. I go get a piece of gum, put it in my mouth and pop it and study. Pop and study. I'm not going to go to sleep like that. But it's good. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Dependency on the Lord increases your spiritual sensitivity too. See, a lot of times, and we'll get to understand this by and by, I do it so much. Lord, I don't know. I just come as a kid, as a child, because I don't know. I only know what God allowed me to know. I only know as much as the Holy Spirit teaches me. I'm not nobody. I don't know anything apart from Christ. I'm not anything apart from Christ. I'm just who God made me to be. And I let the Father know I depend on you, hallelujah, for everything. Because I can't do nothing apart from God. Nothing. He is Alpha and Omega, beginning and he is everything. Hallelujah. When we come to that, if it had not been for him, I wouldn't be able to do anything. Raise my hand, my voice, my leg, nothing. Let's learn about studying the word of God. Because I depend on God for my food, for my shelter, for health, for strength, for everything. I depend on God. He is my insurance. He is my bank account. He is everything to me. My life, hallelujah, everything. I can't do nothing without. Who wouldn't pray to a God like that? If you allow God, he will take care of you in your darkest hour. Hallelujah. He still provides. When you think you at your lowest, God still there providing every minute and every second he provides. Elohim, everything, Jehovah Jireh, that's who he is. And I tell you, prayer is the answer. Prayer is the key to every other part. Prayer. Prayer. Communication, manifestation, meditation, prayer. I tell you, depend on him, and it will increase your spiritual sensitivity, you know. Because we have some people still on milk. But that's why I'm teaching. I can't be there 24 hours a day, but the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit is with you 24 hours a day. And every now and then you need to sit down, Holy Spirit, what you want me to do now? What should I do? Where should I go? How am I going to do this? I need a way to do that. Well, I know you know. If you talk to him, I declare he will talk back. If you talk to him, he will talk back to you. He is a gentleman. He loves us unconditionally. He knows what we are spiritually. He will talk back to you. Believe me. When I tell you the last week I was going to that to see John Eckhart, and I was, when I tell you I was looking for that sandal, my shoe, and I started crying. I said, I'm finna call Lala. And I picked the phone up, and it's rung one time. And I grabbed my shoe rack. I turned around, wasn't even looking at it. That shoe flew out the closet like somebody threw it out. Having myself a pity party. Just in my feelings, feeling some kind of old way. And that's all right, because that's past. I was in a lot of pain. I remember, and I was just thinking. I was in pain, but I was trying to go so I could get prayer. That's what I was trying to do anyway. I said, I got to go here, so I can at least get some prayer for this, what this pain and all this other stuff that was going on. That he threw that shoe out of that closet like somebody threw it out, and I hung the phone up. I sit myself down and gather myself, because we can act so hastily instead of waiting on the Lord and waiting on the Spirit to move. We just act, and I grabbed and I started crying, and then, first person I called was Lala, my armor bearer, and I just said, Lord, have mercy. Let me hang the phone up. Because I wasn't finna do nothing but cry all over, up and rage, just cry. And so, God, them tears went right back up. I got my shoes, got on, and went on and got me some prayer. God want us to learn how to just depend on him and not move so hastily. Be patient. That's one thing I can say about my husband. It used to upset me so bad. And I call him and I tell him, I say, you're procrastinating. But it's a whole lot of times he's not procrastinating. He's waiting until the Spirit of the Lord speaks to him. He just went, I said, hey, what you going to do? What we going to do? Why are you just sitting there? He said, I'm waiting. You waiting for what? I'm just, and he not going to say too much. But he be waiting. And I called him, I said, you're a procrastinator. You can't do this. Is it? He still said, but he don't care what I say. He's going to wait until he get an answer from the Lord. And when God put you and tell you to do something or put you in a place to do something, he's going to make it possible for it to happen, make it possible for you to do it. We have to wait. We have to be patient and depend on him. Depend on the Holy Spirit. Talk to him, because when Jesus left, he sent the Holy Spirit. He sent the Holy Ghost to us. We have to use the Holy Spirit. We have to talk to the Holy Spirit. We have to call on the Holy Spirit all the time. He should be our best friend. He's right here with us. He loves us. He know the next thing. He know the next thing. He's right here. He's right with us every day of our lives. The Holy Spirit. Jesus sent him to us. If we would depend on him, if we would call on him, he would show up and show out. Yes, he would. Okay. Do we have any comments or anything before we get ready to close out? Amen. The writer to Hebrews is simply showing the qualifications necessary to be able to eat strong spiritual food from the scriptures, because some people still on milk, just like I told you. Some on strong meat, some on regular meat, some on strong meat. But the qualifications is written over in Romans. Those who have developed their spiritual sensitivity by using the discernment they already have can take strong foods, strong spiritual foods. Those who have not developed their spiritual sensitivity can only take of the milk of God's word. Those who have not developed their spiritual sensitivity can only partake of the milk of God's word. See, that's why I would say some of us are still on milk, but some of us can take strong spiritual food. So we're going to stop right here on our spiritual food. I'm going to write it down here. And tomorrow night, of course, you know that's our praise, prayer, and prophecy night. Put it right here. Go in here. We'll be back here on Monday night on our study in the Word. But tomorrow night is our prayer, praise, and prophecy night, starting at this same time. And invite some people that you may think need prayer or want prayer requests or a word from the Lord. I'm going to put it back on Facebook. I'm going to call some people and invite some more people, even you in Radio Land. If you want prayer, please just call in. The number to call is 323-642-1493. That's 323-642-1493. If you want a word, a prophecy, or whatever it is, call in and let God minister to you. Or if you just want to testify, just want to say a word for the Lord. But we will be here at this same hour, 7 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Central. God bless you all. We're going to get ready to just close out. God has been so good, and that word is just so good. I just thank and praise God on tonight for it. So, Father, we thank you tonight for opening up our understanding, Lord. We just thank you right now for enlightening us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you now for each one that's on our radio broadcast and the ones that's in Radio Land. Father, we thank you for each one of them, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask you now to cover everyone, Lord, that's up under the sound of my voice in the shed blood of Jesus. Father, we ask you to encamp your angels all around about them to protect them now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you right now to touch them, Lord. Touch them. Touch them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Lord, hallelujah, to let them be useful in your kingdom, Lord, to do whatever it is their purpose that you have for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let them be able to use their gifts, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, as you see fit, Father, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to bless each one of them right now in the name of Jesus. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. We ask the Lord to bless Apostle Dean to our covering. Amen. You all get ready. Have a blessed night, and we get ready for tomorrow in our prayer on tomorrow. It's a prayer night. So God bless you all. You all have a blessed night here. I love you with the love of God. Good night.